Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Ray calling from Babylon. What's up, Ray?
Ray.
Maron Namia. Did Vegas get this one right? 12.5 points. In any event.
Yeah, really. They get them all right.
Yeah, right? The dummy mistakes by the Jets really cost us the game. Mitchell dropping 3 passes. Can the defense get a freaking interception for once?
No.
I mean, that ball, I think it was in the second quarter, was right in the secondary's hands, and we drop it. It's not enough that you block the play or block the pass or disrupted the play,
yeah,
you know, from Drake May. You got to intercept that ball when you have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
The personal fouls, where's the discipline? You know, you had that one personal foul where they threw the Patriot guy on the field and it took away his sack. You had that stupid intentional grounding by Field.
Oh, that was horrible.
This is the dummy play of the game. The dumb game play of the game was when Brownlee didn't touch that Patriot guy that caught the ball and let the guy get another 5 yards. Yeah, like the Jets can afford another 5 yards. My God, I can't take the suck anymore.
That bothered me with Brownlee.
That was a tremendous call. Even listening back to it, man, that's a hell of a call right there. BT and Sal, The Fan. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Let's get some calls in here, BT. We'll do the player to watch coming up this weekend as well before we say goodbye. Mary is calling from Long Island. What's up, Mary?
Hey, I want to start a new segment on the show.
Yeah?
And it is called Words of Wisdom by Sal. What you said this morning blew me away about opportunity. Do you remember what you said?
That it's the greatest gift?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And you were so sincere. And I could see your face in my mind as you said it and how important it is for people to know that. I mean, that really blew me away, Sal. So thank you.
He's a special soul, Mary.
Well, thank you for that, Mary. I appreciate picking up on that. I'm just making a note of this. Words of wisdom with Sal Licata.
Hang me! Kill me!
Yeah, okay. And then with the drops there, Rami. Rami, drop happy here. We don't do drops on this show.
We're the only show who doesn't. I kind of like them once in a while. They're funny.
So do you know... Well, I think I might have told you this before. Or maybe I was telling somebody else this. If they were asking me... Somebody might have texted me, hey, what's the number one thing you learned from Francesa? And there were a million things, but the first thing that comes to mind was exactly that. He was the one to tell me, you know, because I think as a young kid, especially in the business, you're growing up and trying to get, what, more money. Everybody's chasing more money or getting a better show, whatever. Yep. He said, don't worry about that stuff. Opportunity. Opportunity is the greatest gift that you can get. He gave me that. I don't even know if he knows that, but years ago, whether it be, I know he knows it on his show, but when I was behind the scenes, he used to make him laugh in the newsroom, and then he told Chernoff to give me an opportunity to do a show on the overnights. That's how I got started on the air. Then when I worked on his show, he gave me the opportunity to do picks with him when Dog left. I was the one doing over-unders with Mike and Chris. I was doing the football picks with Mike. Opportunity. And he taught me that, and ever since then, I was like, you know what? You're exactly right. You give me the opportunity, I'll turn it into money or something else. So that's where that comes
from. You should get some business cards made up. And you just bump into people in the elevator, hand it out. You attribute it to Mike, and people have an instant connection to you if they don't know you.
Well, I'm glad Mary picked up on that, though.
Well, she loves you. She's a Sal fan right there. She's all into Sal.
Opportunity, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't disagree with the premise. I'm messing around. Yeah. I totally do. You know, and by the way, I'll add this to it. You've got to be willing to roll the dice to tackle the opportunity. Like, think about how many people. Now, I know it's a little different now because you don't have to move around. Like, first of all, you've got to be granted the opportunity. Like, right. Hey, I've got this possibility for you. But then you got to be willing to say, I believe in myself enough that I'm doing it no matter what other people
correct.
Think. Whether it's, you know, taking early jobs, you know, again, I know the business has changed, but like getting in your car and moving around and driving around the country and going in small markets and just creeping your way up a little bit, or being on in the middle of the night, whatever it might be.
Now, in the way the business is now, you don't even need somebody to give you an opportunity.
You don't.
Now you take the opportunity in your own hands.
You just kind of create something that anybody can be heard. And listen, I don't begrudge the younger generation at all for having that more direct, like, accessibility to program directors and to content creators and all that stuff. But I do think that it is a bit, I don't mean this in a bad way. It's a bit of a shortcut, or at least it's a bit of a circumvention, I think, to a very important part of a broadcaster's development, where you just, I would not change my path for anything.
But the point is not just broadcasting.
Even if I made it quicker.
I'm talking about the point is life in general.
Oh, I understand that. It's a deep
point.
We
happen to be in broadcasting, but everybody else is not. You know, people listening.
I agree.
Opportunity is opportunity, regardless of where you get it.
No question.
All right, let's get some sports talk calls in here. James is in Massapequa. What's up, James?
Jimmy.
BT and Sal, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, player?
How are you, James?
Nothing. First off. There's another gift. It's something called the gift of desperation. And that's what this morbid franchise, we are so desperate, it's disgusting. Right?
Which
it's
one?
Absolutely, the Jets.
Oh, okay.
Just
checking.
Absolute disaster. Let me just hit on something quick with the Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold thing. It's a little different, I think. Daniel Jones is different because Sam's, what, 3-4 teams removed from the Jets? It's a lot. Daniel Jones a lot more fresh. Sam went to Carolina and San Francisco, Minnesota.
That's true.
A little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Little different than that. But there was a caller that called in talking about the tank. I can't stand it. All right? I'm 36 years old. Fancy some six. We can't tank. There's so much.
They're not going to, James. That doesn't mean they're going to win.
But there's so much negativity that's festered in this franchise.
I agree.
For a fan to come out and say, let's keep losing and losing, when history shows you don't necessarily need the first overall pick to get the best quarterback in the draft. So, you know, Justin is an absolute disaster. He cannot walk and chew gum right now.
Can't throw.
He's a mess.
Stinks.
He's an absolute mess. But dude, they're doing it the right way.
Yep.
They're building a solid foundation. And that's how you build something that's sustainable.
And so, it's not. And by the way, James, thanks for the call. Thank you, buddy. It's not like the
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Flashy shortcut. Hey, let's get a wide receiver. That's going to excite our fan base. They're building it in the trenches. They're making tough financial decisions to reset the money. Listen, one of the things I said at the start of the show, and I want to get more calls, so I'm not going to dive deeply into it again now. Just go to the Free Odyssey app and check it out. But this is the first time, even though we thought that there have been some other Jet rebuilds, this is the first time it's really a full authentic rebuild, because whether it was Le'Veon Bell or C.J. Mosley or Rodgers or Devontae Adams, it was never all in on a rebuild. It finally is, and I've got the patience for it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Player to Watch is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future. Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo. Who do you got this week?
I think I got a really good one here. So the Bucs are kind of going in a little bit of a different direction. They have the same record as the Buffalo Bills. Now the Bills coming off an ugly loss as well. Both teams 6-3. Both teams should be in the playoffs here. Tampa, though, has lost 2 out of 3, and this game's up in Buffalo. I don't know if it's going to snow. Either way, you know, I'm pretty sure Josh Allen's going to ball out. I've got great respect for Baker, but I've got less confidence that Baker has a vintage game compared to his counterpart, Josh, who I just think is a little bit better. So, player to watch for me, Baker may, like, if they lose, now suddenly 3 out of 4, he's got to play well. Baker's my guy.
And there are two guys that I want to watch this weekend closely. I'll give you one here. They're both in the NFC West. I'm going to go with Sam Darnold. I was thinking about going with Brock Purdy coming back, because if he comes back and takes the Niners to another level here, they're right there with both the Seahawks and the Rams in the NFC West. But Sam Darnold going to have a bigger spotlight on him because it's Separation Sunday. Two teams tied at top the NFC West with the Seahawks and the Rams, two of the best teams in the NFC, period. And the one thing that you look at with the Seahawks that you doubt, it's not the defense, it's not the weapons, it's the quarterback. He's been great, but it's always the, yeah, but you worry about Sam Darnold, specifically because you saw it last year where we all had that feeling, yeah, he's great, until the postseason, yeah, I'm not sure. And then you see him fail in the postseason. This is a big game, an early litmus test for Sam Darnold going up against the Rams. So I'll keep an eye on him. He's my player to watch this weekend. Dante calling from East Brunswick. What's up, Dante?
Hey, what's up, guys? Every year, it seems like the last couple years, at least, there's a quarterback that's like quick to be like anointed the next, like, you know, top three, top five. It was like C.J. Stroud last year, Jaden Daniels, which, you know, they might turn out to be great. And I kind of think like the love that Drake May's getting is kind of like a little bit premature. Not saying he's not playing great. Obviously, they're 9-2.
Yep.
And Vrabel's doing, you know, an outstanding job. And they've had like a really, really soft schedule if you really look at it. But I just think when guy, you know, he's in the MVP talks, and when guys usually quarterbacks usually win MVP, they have like, you know, astronomical seasons stats wise. Like when Mahomes first year, his first game, he threw 6 touchdowns and he had like 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns. You look at Drake May, not only this year, but even going back to last year, he's never thrown for 300 in a game. He's never even thrown for 4 touchdowns in a game. He's kind of just like, you know, doing what the team needs. He's not really asked to do too much. So I just think the MVP is a little bit crazy to me. Like I think like Stafford,
yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonathan Taylor. You took Jonathan Taylor off the Colts, you know.
Yep.
And then your boy Sam Darnold, too. Like, what he's doing, you look at some of the games, game in, game out, the yards, the touchdowns. Like, I just think it's a little, I'm not saying he might not turn out great, but I just think the top three, top five stuff to me is just like a little nuts.
Okay. Listen, I think he's going to eventually get there. Again, not top three this year, but I'm not even getting too wrapped up in the MVP stuff. I just threw that out as a point of reference where Stafford, who's on pace for like 43 touchdowns, he's the shortest odds right now. And this shifted dramatically, which is why I brought it up on the show. I think I mentioned that yesterday for the first time. And Drake May is now elevated. This was before last night's game, and he threw 3 touchdowns, no picks, and he won. So I would think that he would stay there or maybe even cut in a little bit to Stafford. He's not going to win the award, I don't think. It's not even about that. It's about watching him look so comfortable when you got bodies flying around him. I mean, this guy's sidestepping like a Jedi, creating an extra tenth of a second, you know, perfect spiral, perfect loft, perfect zip when he's got to. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm going to be absolutely right, and I'm not alone. I mean, most people think this. But right now, he looks like he is going to be great.
Yeah, we get it. I mean, you see all the tools here, and a second year under a different coach, different system, he's gotten significantly better. Whereas you look at some other younger quarterbacks and there's still question marks, I think you've seen enough to know that he's got it. Mario's calling from Long Beach. What's up, Mario?
Hey, how you doing? Great show. Real quick, it's very interesting. So who would you take, Jaden Daniels or Drake May?
Now,
let's remember, Jaden Daniels took a team that was 4-13 and they went 12-5.
Yep.
And they made it to the NFC Championship.
Here's all you need to know about it, Mario. If you asked us this question last year at this time, we'd be laughed off the air if the answer wasn't Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And now you fast forward a year later, and it's easy to sit here and say Drake May. Here's the way that I would answer it. I think May's style of play is more sustainable to have success than Jaden Daniels. Could you say Jaden Daniels have a higher ceiling? Yeah, but I also worry about his style of play leading to injury, which has happened, obviously, this year.
He had 150 carries a year ago. That's a lot. That's a lot of pops. That's a lot of hits in the open field.
Physically, Drake May's a better size, and he's not running.
6 foot five, yeah. Drake May. I love them both. I really do like Jaden Daniels, too. I'm a big fan. I know you are as well. And they're both about ball. You know, I remember seeing a piece on Jaden where he wakes up and, like, I don't think he has social media. It was like a little story on him, just how dialed in he is when, like, going to the, I'm talking about off-season stuff, his routine, he's all football. There's no nonsense. And they kept saying it last night. And it's very apparent, like, the leadership and the humility and just a very, very humble, wired the right way like Drake May is. It just seems like they're both immensely talented and really good kids.
Yeah, and then I'm trying Young to think, you throw Jackson Dart into that equation. I mean, that's the Giants guy.
Love him too.
You wouldn't put Cam Ward in that category, no. Number one pick. Oh, no. You can't live without Cam Ward. It just goes to show you, though, too, even the experts don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there was rumblings about Jackson Dart potentially being a first-round quarterback as we got closer to the draft. But it wasn't that way before. Right now, if you had to redraft the quarterbacks, you're not taking Cam Ward over Jackson Dart.
I don't think I'm taking him in the top 15.
Yeah, and Jackson Dart does not last to where the Giants got him at the bottom of the first round. And that's not even with a full year yet of evidence.
It's true.
It doesn't mean Cam Ward's a total bust, but it just shows you how fickle these things can really be.
Yeah, listen, guys make a lot of money doing this, and they pump out a lot of content, and they at least point you in a general direction, but there's a crapshoot on their end as well. They have all the numbers. They talk to all the people. Doesn't mean they're right. A lot of times they're not. So, you know, listen, thankfully Jameis is playing this weekend, not Russell Wilson. At least maybe he'll give you some energy. But what do you get from the G-Men? We'll see. Hopefully everybody has a great weekend. And, you know, listen, that's it. Let's go Knicks. Let's go Johnny's. Let's have some fun.
All right, that does it for us. Thanks to Rami Lavi filling in for Dove. Thanks to Hoff, as always. Stay tuned for Hoff on the Overnight. What time you start tonight, Hoff? 2 a.m.? You get the midnight show or 2 a.m. tonight?
Hey, he's not listening to you.
Okay, well, you can listen to Hoff. What time are you on? 2 or
3? Oh, 2 to 5.
2 to 5, yeah, 2 a.m. All right, thanks to all.
Taking my nap early.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to get some rest. Thanks, everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Enjoy your weekend. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.